Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, why are some men shaving their eyelashes? Social media is now awash with images of eyelashless men who seem to feel that this makes them appear more masculine. We're joined by Professor Meredith Jones from Brunel University in London. Meredith, good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So what are the factors at play here? And you know, we'll assume this isn't something most men are doing, but there is a subset of men doing this. What's prompting them to do it?
Well, I think it's a tiny subset probably before we start. So I've had a look at the things online and it seemed to be about three videos of three different young men who are, you know, and those men are repeating, coming up in the same video over and over again. But regardless of how many men are actually doing it, it's something that people are really fascinated by. And I guess it's something that people are in some way identifying with. So the first thing I thought was that there's a huge fashion at the moment for women to have very long eyelashes. And women are going to all sorts of lengths, excuse the, you know, word, to get long eyelashes. So from using certain, you know, sometimes dangerous drugs to make them grow, to having eyelash extensions, which means having individual hairs glued to each eyelash. They're semi-permanent, yes. To actually wearing great big false eyelashes that are sometimes very obvious and can be more than an inch long in some cases. That this is becoming more and more common as a kind of sign of feminine beauty. And the ways that what we think of as femininity and masculinity work is they work kind of culturally and semiotically in terms of our languages as opposites. So it's very clear to me that just as women at the moment have to have really long, dark eyelashes in order to appear to be feminine, it makes sense that men cannot have those things. And so there we get some men removing their eyelashes. And the good example of this, of course, is the Vice President of the United States, who's been mocked for having what looked to me like naturally long, dark eyelashes. So he's been thought to be less masculine because he has this supposedly feminine look with the eyelashes.
Okay, and it's the eyelashes that, because many people have accused him of wearing eyeliner.
Yes, I did have a pretty good look at all the close-ups I could find of him. And it seems to me that he looks like he's got eyeliner on because his eyelashes are so dark and thick. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, if he had eyeliner on, that he would be mocked for that. You know, either way, he's being mocked for having a look, an appearance that by today's fashion standards is reserved for women. So it's feminine, it's reserved for women. Men are not allowed to have it. So we'll get men shaving their eyelashes off, which of course is very dangerous.
Yes, because you do need your eyelashes for a whole range of reasons.
To any one of your listeners who's had chemotherapy or has lost their eyelashes for any other reason will tell you it's extremely uncomfortable. We need them, they're protection.
And the videos that are being posted online of men having the eyelashes trimmed or eradicated altogether, are they doing it because people were mocking them for having long eyelashes, or they're trying to kind of assert some sort of, you know, men look like men masculinity?
We don't. I haven't been able to find any actual testimony from anyone who's admitted to having it done and said why. But regardless, if it's being done and it seems to be from being done, but so whether those young men have been mocked and asked the barber to do it, or whether the barber has said, hey, these are a bit too long, you're looking like a girl, I'm going to do it, it doesn't really matter because the same set of values is there in place.
Yeah. Well, I suppose with every generation, there's always some sort of pushback about boys are looking like girls because they've long hair and that kind of thing. This is just the latest iteration of that.
Exactly. And I don't think it'll last long. Anything as uncomfortable as this is unlikely to last long. Although, of course, things like high-heeled shoes and Chinese foot binding and all sorts of incredibly uncomfortable things have lasted for centuries. But I think this is one of those flash in the pan fashion TikTok moments that gets people talking about what's acceptable and unacceptable, and more importantly, why we buy into it.
Yeah, other than it's really strange. Meredith, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Meredith Jones there from Brunel University in London. One texter says, amazing that this has gotten past one idiot, considering how painful it is to have no eyelashes anymore. Barry says, I remember in my 20s laughing at that Homer Simpson bit where he was shaving his shoulders. Alas, the shoulder shaving comes for us all. Does it? Is that a thing that you have to do at some point in your life? I was trimming a few straggly hairs with a beard trimmer, and I noticed my eyebrows needed a trim. I forgot to put the braid cover back on. With one sweep, an entire eyebrow floated down into the sink like a hairy caterpillar. I went to the pub anyway. None of my friends noticed. They're all in their late 60s, blind gits, says John. Maybe they just thought you were winking or something perpetually for the evening.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.